13th annual Worcester's Best Chef is on the way a week from Sunday. And joining us to tell us a little more and to bring in another special guest, the man behind it all, here's Dominic. Good morning, Dominic.
Hey, Bruce. How you doing?
You've only got days left, really.
Indeed. We are cruising along. Sorry about that.
Don't steal my trademark.
That's an homage to you. That's a compliment. Bruce.
I'll take it that way. There are people coming from all over, not just the city, right?
We have had in the past chefs from Natick all the way out to Ware, Mass., which is west of Sturbridge. Northern Connecticut has competed. Fitchburg, Leominster. I mean, they come from everywhere. And the spectators come from everywhere. Where can you get a sample of food and even more from 20 or so major professional chefs, many of whom have been on competitive TV nationwide, like Chop, Iron Chef, and a few other things, and just taste all this great food in one location.
That's what Worcester's Best Chef is all about. Today, we have somebody who actually has a hand in multiple locations from the Niche Hospitality Group, Robin Clark. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
You hold a title which immediately attracts my attention. You're the executive pastry chef.
Yes, I am.
You get to make the best stuff, the stuff that everybody wants. And it's not just, as I say, in one restaurant. You serve a number of area restaurants, correct?
So Niche actually has 9, soon to be 10 restaurants, and I do the pastry and dessert programs for all of them, which is super fun and a lot of work.
So I guess you need to split your time up. Where would people actually physically find you?
Boccato on Friday and Saturday nights. So I'm hanging out there on Fridays and Saturdays. I have dessert specials there that change every month, so definitely check that out. I make appearances at Still and Stir. I'm kind of bouncing around everywhere.
Anything special you've been working on lately?
I've been working on a lot of sorbets for a lot of the allergy people out there. There's ton of dairy allergy people. There's a ton of vegans that come to eat at the restaurants. My parents are actually vegan, so they have a soft spot in my heart. So I always want to make sure that there's options.
And one of the things we pointed out is that this year there are extended hours on the VIP. Tell them about that.
Oh, yeah. We usually have VIP from 4 to 5, Bruce, but this year we're doing it from 3 to 5. We want to give the VIP guests an extra hour to just kind of relax, meander, mingle.
One of the most important things that Dominic has pointed out over time is that tickets, you want to buy them in advance rather than trying to come to the door. And the reason behind that is because an event like this can't be enjoyed if you're jammed in like sardines shoulder to shoulder. You want some room to move around. Where do people go to get their tickets, Dominic?
Easy, Bruce. It's worcestersbestchef.com.
And if you're thinking VIP, pretty much always sells out. Move sooner rather than later. Looking forward to the competition on Sunday the 26th. Bonne chance to both you and our lovely guest.
A little French lesson. Thank you, Bruce.